It is time for us to check sports here on Robin Hood Radio. And I know Michael remembered this, but about a month ago or 3 weeks ago where I officially declared the New York Yankees dead. I even played the funeral dirge. And I had friends that are Yankee fans. Hey, I'm a big Yankee fan, and Mike Causey knows that. But I have Yankee fan friends that contacted me and told me I was crazy, that they were going to count this and that and that. Folks, they're not. They're too inconsistent. There's no leadership. They're listless. Sometimes they play. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they hit. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they pitch. Sometimes they don't. This year, folks, if you're going to root for a team in New York that might make the play-in game and might win their division, it has to be the Mets. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Remember us talking about that about almost 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
You can actually see it. There's some talented players on the Yankees. Absolutely. There is absolutely no leadership and there is no commitment, it seems, by certain players. There's no commitment to hit all the time. There's no commitment to be what your so-called, quote, a Yankee, end quote. And that all stems from the top.
Well, you know, when you're getting your butt kicked in and your shortstop or second baseman or whoever he is that makes errors by the bushel and is hitting as good as a sieve, gets a hit and you're losing 9-2 and he points to his shoulders, bicep in the top of the ninth inning,
yeah.
That sums up everything about the Yankees.
And what says it all right there.
You're getting destroyed by the Red Sox. Yeah. You get a hit in the ninth inning, and you're pointing at your bicep.
You're not only getting destroyed by the Red Sox. That's the second Red Sox sweep of the Yankees. But
they haven't beaten the Red Sox yet.
Can you imagine if Billy Martin were manager and that happened? What would happen?
He'd be fired today.
He'd
probably strangle some player and probably be in jail.
He would have fought him in the dugout. Like what he did with Reggie Jackson, when Reggie Jackson made a bonehead play.
I couldn't believe that guy was doing that. I backed it up on the TV and replayed it again. I thought maybe he was taking off one of the 87 pieces of armor they put on when they go up to hit. But no, he was pointing at his bicep. Pretty good.
Yeah. And folks, I don't want to hear from my friends. If anybody's not anti-Yankee, it's me. It's me. But you know what?
And the problem with the Yankees start with two people, the general manager and the manager. The general manager has won one World Series in 21 years. The manager can't control his team, and the fundamentals of the Yankees are probably the worst in baseball. And it's pretty bad in baseball, but if anybody's bad at it, if anybody's the worst at it, it's the Yankees. They need to make changes. They need to make changes, and they need to make it fast because the season's quickly slipping away. And people are going to say, oh, we're only 6.5 games behind. You might as well be 60 games behind the way the Yankees are playing.
It's quickly slipping away. It slipped away.
I mean, yesterday, Spin Rate Cole, he got lit up in the beginning of the game, and that's supposed to be your savior. And think what you want, but since they started enforcing watching for pine tar, his last two starts have been pretty bad. And what gets me is baseball's fighting. The pitchers are fighting that they have the right to use this cheating stuff. In the baseball rules, it says you are not allowed to doctor the baseball. Now, all of a sudden, in the mindset of the pitchers, and not just the Yankees but the entire league, it's okay for them to doctor the baseball because they've been doing it for so long. And they shouldn't have to change because of the rule. Give me a break, man. Are you kidding me?
Well, if that's the case, then don't throw out the ball every time it hits the dirt.
Don't throw out the ball every time it hits the dirt. It's okay for batters to put who knows what in bats.
Yeah. Come on.
Stick whatever needle you want in your body. Just do what you want. Make it a free-for-all. Oh, my God. The entire world has gone insane.
Yeah.
Rules mean nothing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And like I said, there is no bigger Yankee. I love the Yankees. Always have followed the Yankees. But you know what? You got a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. I mean, they are just not good this year. I'm not saying they don't have some talented players. There is absolutely no direction on that club. All right, there's other more important things to talk about here than And I'm going to say this, and this is going to amaze Mike. There's other more important things to talk about other than the Skankies right now.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, but it just amazes me the way these pitchers are crying. Learn how to hit a spot. Learn how to change speeds. Jesus, it's pitiful, absolutely pitiful. I can't watch baseball. And they destroyed the college game this weekend, too.
What happened?
Absolutely destroyed the college game.
What happened there?
They made North Carolina State forfeit.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Kids, allergies are bad. They said kids tested positive for COVID. So the only people in Omaha that go in that stadium, the players from North Carolina, huh? None of the fans are tested. They're sitting in the stands just like they would every other day. All the other teams are playing just like they did the other day. None of the teams that played against North Carolina State have to be tested. Just North Carolina State. Oh, and who did North Carolina State was in the driver's seat against who that had to beat them twice? Vanderbilt. So Vanderbilt played a depleted North Carolina State team on Friday, basically of bench warmers and pitchers playing positions, and only beat North Carolina State 3-1. And if it wasn't for the weakness of their lineup, probably would have won the game because I think they left seven guys on base in the last two innings in a 3-1 game. And then the NCAA decrees that North Carolina State must forfeit the game Saturday. You tell me this wasn't a setup for Vanderbilt. You tell me that. Where Leiter and Rocker both get enough rest now to play against Mississippi State. You tell me this isn't a setup. I would not be surprised if Mississippi State catches COVID today and can't play against Vanderbilt. What a joke this is. Absolute travesty. North Carolina State was robbed, and the NCAA should be ashamed of themselves.
All right. I want to go on to the National Hockey League because it's a very fun night tonight, and that is the Montreal Canadiens are in the finals against the Lightning at 8 p.m.
Yeah, the Islanders ran out of gas. They couldn't put a puck in the net. They were severely outplayed Saturday night, losing 1-0, only giving up a shorthanded goal to the credit of their goaltender, who played a tremendous game. You could see the shorthanded goal coming. A couple of the Islanders on the power play were out of position in their own end and left the guy wide open and beat the goalie, I think Varlamov. But the Islanders played real good, and I can't think of any of my friends that aren't rooting for the Canadians tonight.
It's history, Le Habs. I mean, it's history, you know what I mean?
They haven't been in the Stanley Cup since 93.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for them. I hope they win.
So
maybe they might let another 50 people in. Another place. Maybe they might let another 50 people in Montreal to watch the game. Meanwhile, have 25, 30,000 standing in the street watching it.
All right. Anything
that makes sense too, huh?
Like I said,
the entire world's gone nuts.
In the Travelers yesterday, I put the Travelers on at about 6 o'clock, just expecting to see the last hole. Nine hole playoff, until they finally picked a winner, and all the fans stood around. But how did your racing go this weekend?
We got totally scratched out of one race, and that was the seventh race. Both the Credit and El Caban got scratched. Set piece won the 10th, and as expected, Maxfield won the 11th. I only gave you three. If I went I went four races deep, I had the winner of the last race after Maxfield, the Ratolova, that paid $20 to win. But, you know, we don't have enough time to give them all, and I gave the other ones when I didn't know the first race everybody was going to get scratched. So we had a good weekend again this weekend.
All right, my advice to Yankee fans, if you want to see a Yankee team that wins in Dutchess County at the Triple-A affiliate, which plays at a beautiful ballpark in Dutchess County, by the way, those Yankees are playing great. And you know what? You'll have enough money to take the family, buy hot dogs and stuff, and then even go out to dinner after the game.
Yeah, it might cost you for the whole game what it costs you to park at Yankee Stadium.
That's right. And they got the Yankee uniform on, so you can have your fun that way.
And unlike those Yankees, the ones up where you're talking about might actually win. And I could tell you what, they'll play fundamentally. But, you know, everybody will say, well, the Yankees turned 3 triple plays this year. That's nice.
Yeah, that's made a big difference, hasn't it?
Yeah, they might be 2 more games behind.
That's exactly right. All right, Mike, we'll see what happens during the course of the week, and we'll check with you later on.
Yeah, maybe we'll speak Wednesday, talk about the Stanley Cup.
Okay, that'd be great. That'd be great. Why don't we plan on that? We'll talk about that. We'll see what happens by Wednesday.
And we could see maybe, you know, the College World Series would be postponed, too, by then.
All right, I'll speak to you on Wednesday.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.